Critics call it the worst song ever, the worst music video ever. It was 2011, and Rebecca Black came out with the song Friday. Love it or hate it, the song is catchy. It was silly, and it made her an overnight sensation. But the hate she received was ruthless and relentless. Online comments calling her talentless, a disgrace. She even received death threats. She was 13 years old at the time. She's now 25, and she's finally coming out with her debut album. It's called Let Her Burn. Black joined me recently to talk about what she experienced as an adolescent and how it has defined her ever since.
Going through that as a teenager when the internet was in a completely different place, even just the fact of like having millions of people even have awareness that you exist and understanding that as a teenager is really complicated and something I didn't really understand and probably still don't understand now. But I've struggled a lot as somebody who's kind of grown into who I am now. Now I'm 25, with this experience of feeling like I had been defined by something that I never really set out to be defined by, especially like as doing something when you're a kid. I mean, the concept of like being defined as an adult by something that you did when you were a kid is crazy to me.
Were you shielded at all, or did you hear and feel every bit of the hatred that was coming your way?
My parents definitely tried to do everything that they could, right? Being a 13-year-old in 2011, like, I had a Twitter. I had a YouTube. I had a Facebook. I had everything.
Wow, you were loaded with social media. My goodness.
I was, like, in that era of, like, kids on the internet, yeah. Which I think obviously has expanded a lot more now. Like, seeing my 8-year-old sister with a TikTok account is so scary. But I found a lot of who I was, or I think discovered a lot of who I was being a kid of the internet. So I knew the internet in a way that my parents never really even knew how to protect me from. So I think in a sense, as much as they were able to protect me from things like maybe the death threats at the time, I saw and read everything. It took a toll. I mean, those words have such a different like intensity when you're a child, because you just obviously believe them. These are coming from adults. And like as a child, you're trained to believe everything, I guess, that comes from people who are older than you.
Adults, but idiots though.
Well, yeah. I mean, now we all know that. But as a 13-year-old, that just got so deep into my skin to a level that I couldn't really understand, but that I've done a lot of work, I think, as a person, hopefully to ease some of that now.
A hard fast forward now to the album Let Her Burn. One of the songs in Let Her Burn is Destroy Me. Sounds like it's like one of these songs about being judged by other people's standards.
Totally. I mean, the song, the album, has a lot to do with my own relationship with myself and the ways in which that I speak to myself and those relationships I've had. And that song, Destroy Me, oh, it's so exciting to get to talk about this. That song is really about the lack in security that you have in with yourself, I guess, giving permission for other people to come in and, I guess, destroy you or kind of shake up your own view of yourself. Also, like, I think there comes this point in letting go of the control that you have in that moment of, do I even have the ability to fight for myself? No, I don't. So go ahead. And that is another bigger theme within the album is learning how to let go in a lot of different ways and thus, like, let her burn.
That's tough, though, letting go. I mean,
yeah.
And I hate to bring back your history, but it's like, if you decided not to trust anyone ever again, I think you'd be fully justified because of everything you went through. But it's
sure.
Like, it's tough to just have that whole thing of like, look, I just need to put myself out there and I don't care what anyone thinks about it.
Yeah. I just think so much about myself as a child and myself as a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old and what she dreamed of being. I dreamed of having freedom. Like, I dreamed of being able to be the person I wanted to be that I hadn't learned to be at that point. And those are, I guess, the moves I try to make within my life. Like, do I feel like I'm really doing this because I want to do it? Do I feel like I really believe in what I'm saying? Do I feel proud of what I'm putting out? Those are the things I think about more than anything.
People see you on the screen and think you make believe, but I tell them you're better in person. You got that kind of confidence that makes everyone obsess. But be honest, I know that you're hurting.
The reason why your story interests me so much is because there are a lot of times in this day and age where you get defined by something, whether it's good or bad, and that turns out to be the only way, the only prism that people have of you. And it takes some luck and hard work to get over that, or at least get people to see someone different. I think this seems to be your moment of hopefully people seeing you different.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a piece of it. I'd be lying if I didn't say that this moment I'm really intentionally, and I guess that's also part of the reason why maybe this moment took so long to get to, is I wanted this moment to show people that, like, I deserve to not just be like a comeback story, but like this album is just as good as everything else that's out there right now. And this album can compete, and I as a performer can compete with all the other pop stars that are in this realm. That was really important for me. And I hope that's, and not even I hope, like I feel that way about myself and where I'm at now, and whether or not other people agree or disagree will forever be up to them.
I can't think about any of the good things about you now, just all of the ways to let me down, got me lashing out.